just jazz. However you enjoy your kicks and jazz, we feel certain that you'll get your fill on the weekly program Just Jazz, heard over WGY. The program is heard usually on Tuesdays from 8 to 11 in the evening. But during the Mets baseball season, the show is heard on other nights of the week. In any case, Just Jazz is heard one night each week. Suggestion: send your name and address to Just Jazz Schedule, care of WGY in Schenectady, New York. And by return mail, you'll have the listings of each of the Just Jazz programs throughout the summer. This is Randy English. Be advised, it's cool, it swings, it's for you, and it's Just Jazz, here at 810 on your radio dial. Over WGY in Schenectady.
Johnny Callison will be up against Bob Friend as we go to the seventh inning. In the fourth inning at St. Louis, Tito Fuentes, the Giants' shortstop, has hit a two-run homer. And the Giants now are leading the Cardinals 6-0 after 3.5 innings. Fastball is high, one ball and no strike. Johnny Callison homered his 10th of the year in the second inning and grounded out in the fourth inning. Now it's outside, ball 2-2-0. The Los Angeles Dodgers got three runs in the third inning at Cincinnati, breaking the deadlock, and the Dodgers now lead the Reds 5-2 after 2.5. High fly ball wafted right down the left field line, now veering over into the field box area and out of play. Left-hand hitter Johnny Callison leads the National League in two base hits. Last year, he had 32 home runs, so his home run production has been drastically off this year. Ball three, it's 3-1. Now the pitch on the way, and the breaking ball is low, ball four, and Johnny Callison goes to first on a walk. Right here, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY, 810 on your dial, Schenectady, New York.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from Shea Stadium. Seventh inning, Phillies lead 3-0. The batter, Bob Uecker, the catcher. Now Friend up in pitching position. He's around to bunt. Bunts, fair ball, quickly picked up by Boyer. Kenny's play is to first base, Hunt covering. And so the Phillies try to add one more run. Uecker gives up his turn at bat, trying to help build it, and Johnny Callison goes to second.
Adam Miller, John.
Johnny Briggs coming up. The Philadelphia center fielder has singled a right and grounded out second to first, 1-for-2. Briggs hitting an even 300 and with first base open and the pitcher due up next, the Mets will put him on. Briggs getting the intentional walk. That will bring up Chris Short. Pittsburgh leading Chicago 8-5 after 5.5 innings. The Giants well in front of St. Louis 6-0 after 3.5, and the Dodgers leading Cincinnati 5-2 after 2.5 innings. So the top three teams in the National League are all winning at the moment.
Sure.
The Braves lead the Astros 1-0 after 3.5 on a home run by Eddie Matthews. Now the hitter is Chris Short. Chris has flied to center and been thrown out on a fine fielding play by Ed Brasseau. Again, the Mets have to defense against the possibility of the bunt. The on-deck batter now is Tony Taylor. Down comes the pitch by a friend. A full swing and a ground ball taken by Hunt. He throws to second. Out at second on a close play. Hickman had gone for the ball. Ron took a look, and he wasn't sure whether Hickman would get back in time, plus the fact that he had a chance to keep Johnny Briggs out of scoring position, so he's forced. Now runners on first and third, two down, and Taylor coming up. The Rheingold Chug-A-Mug holds 12 ounces of Rheingold Extra Dry, and has a full tab, so you don't need an opener. You know, it's about the handiest way there is of quenching your thirst. You'll find Chug-A-Mug six-pack at your local store or tavern. Tony Taylor hitting with runners on first and third, two down. The pitch by a friend, a fastball for a strike. Phillies three runs, seven hits and one error. New York no runs, six hits, no errors. Tony Taylor hitting at 246 has one for three. Slider outside, one ball, one strike. Johnny Callison on third. Chris Short is on first. And the Mets have a defense straight away against right-hand hitter Tony Taylor. Just under the knees, two balls and one strike. In the American League race, Chicago is leading Baltimore 3-0 in the fourth, while Detroit and Cleveland are tied 3-3 in the seventh. 2-1 delivery. Ground ball hits slowly to shortstop. Boyer tries to cut it off. Brasseau up with it. Throws to second. Force play on short. And the side is out. In the seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on. Seventh inning stretch time for the Mets fans at the end of 6.5. The Phillies 3 and the New York Mets 7. Now here's a word from Rheingold.
I'm back. I don't know the reason. I can't tell you why. Many people like Rheingold, they're extra dry. But we must be doing something. Yes, we must be doing something right. Yes, we must be doing something. Woo! We must be doing something right. Pour me another mug of that Rheingold extra dry. Woo! Yes, we must be doing something. Woo! We must be doing something right. Rheingold.
Last half of the seventh inning, Ron Swoboda leading off against southpaw Chris Short. But it's foul as Ron tries to catch him flat-footed. Ed Brasseau on deck and then Billy Murphy. Have had a couple of genuine threats against Chris Short, but so far have not come up with a timely hit. Now the pitcher on the way. Inside of the knees, one ball and one strike. Their best threat came in the fifth inning when Ed Brasseau and Billy Murphy led off with extra base hits. Putting runners on second and third, nobody out, but Short bailed himself out. He struck out Grody and ten-hitter Hawk Taylor and got Jones on a deep fly to right. Ground ball to short, fielded by Dick Gross. He whips it to Harvey Keene, one man down in the seventh inning. One away, nobody on. Now Eddie Brasseau coming up for the third trip. He doubled his last time at bat. Ed has one for two. Eddie hitting 232. 10 home runs, 46 runs batted in. Change up, a swing and a miss. Doubleheader tomorrow starting at 1. Night game with Cincinnati Tuesday night. Mets get 2 days off Wednesday and Thursday, and the Braves are here Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. Billy Murphy will be hitting next. Billy times a couple of swings from the on-deck circle. Outside and a high, one ball, one strike. Don Drysdale left that game in Cincinnati as the result of his knee popping out, not serious. But he had to leave the game, and Ron Paranowski took over. Shortly after, right before the Dodgers had scored their 3 in the top of the third inning. Now it's in for a strike, 1-2. So the Dodgers are leading Cincinnati 5-2 at the end of 3. Paranowski is pitching in relief of Drysdale. Nonobart is working in relief of Sammy Ellis. Line drive in the air to left field, coming in fast as Rojas. He has to play it on the hop. It's a base hit for Edward Sue, his second of the game. Billy Murphy hit one off the left field wall for a two-base hit his last time up. Billy has 1-2. In Pittsburgh, the Cubs jumped off to a big 5-0 lead early. The Cubs pitching unable to hold that heavy hitting of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh now in front, 8-5. Now the pitch underway, a foul ball back over the screen, no play. Well, considering the weather, a wonderful crowd here at Shea. You can't stop the Mets fans. 17,770 paid. They are now just 791 admissions. Shy of their total attendance figure for all of last year. Now Chris Short picks up his sign, a one strike count on Billy Murphy. Fastball high, one ball, one strike. Tomorrow, the Dodgers and Giants will open a big series in Los Angeles, their last meeting of the year, a final 3 games. The Dodgers lead the Giants in the season series 8-7. The 1-1 pitch to Billy Murph is inside, ball 2-2-1. Juan Marichal pitching today. That means he'll, in all probability, missed the Dodgers series in Los Angeles. The Dodgers have never beaten Marichal at Candlestick Park. They have beaten him in Los Angeles. 3-1 on Billy Murphy. Now Jack Hamilton is warming up in the New York bullpen. The number 8 hitter scheduled up next, Jerry Grody. Short has not walked a batter. At the moment, it's gone behind 3-1 on Billy Murphy. Ed Brisbane on first base, one out. The 3-1 pitch. Fastball for a strike, 3-2. Philadelphia with the infield and the outfield straight away now against Billy Murphy. Harvey Keene holding against Ed Brisbane at first. And the pitch on the way. Foul ball going out of play off to the right over into the field box area. And 2 again on Billy Murphy. New York trailing 3-0, last of the seventh inning. And the pitch, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Short, who had not walked a batter when he fell behind 3-1, came back to strike out Billy Murphy. For Chris Short, his fifth strikeout. Now there are two away, and the batter is Jerry Grody. Jerry has singled a center and taken a tall third strike, 1-2. Jerry hitting .238. Changed up, a foul ball lifted back over the upright screen. No play, and a strike one. Well, there'll be quite a crowd in Dodger Stadium tomorrow afternoon when the Dodgers and Giants open their important three-game series. Pittsburgh has opened up a two-game lead. The Pirates, however, face a rough going. They will play 14 of their last 17 games on the road. In the last 10 days, they will have 7 meetings with the Giants. Now, Chris Short, working with two men down, one man on, has a two-strike count on Jerry Grody. And it's inside. Check the count. One ball, one strike. Umbrellas opened up all around the stadium. Rain has never been heavy at any time. It's been very light. The 1-1 pitch. A swing and a miss on a slow curve. One ball and two strikes. One and two as Jerry Grody cocks the bat. The pitch by Short, a check swing foul ball back up into the crowd. Ball starts bouncing around. At Pittsburgh, they are now in the last of the sixth inning. The Pirates leading Chicago 8-5. Last of the fifth inning in St. Louis. The Giants lead the Cardinals 6-0. Last of the fourth inning in Cincinnati. In the bottom half of the fourth just completed. The Reds did not score. They go to the fifth inning. The Dodgers leading Cincinnati 5-2. A smash into right. A base hit by Jerry Grody. Ed Brasseur goes to second and stops there as Callison plays the ball in. Now, Bob Friend is scheduled up, but Larry Elliott is coming out of the dugout to bat for him. Westrum sending up Elliott, a left-hand batter, against Short, a left-hander, but Wes is out of left-hand hitting. The only right-hand hitting he has, Bud Harrelson, who is a switch hitter, but a light hitter. Elliott has, on a number of occasions, hit left-handers since coming to the Mets, and so Larry Elliott will bat against Chris Short. When the opposing team starts the left-hander and Wes uses his right-handed batting lineup, it leaves the bench just about void of right-hand pinch hitting. Now Short, up in pitching position, delivers to Elliott. Under the knees, one ball and no strike. The Atlanta Braves lead the Houston Astros 1-0 after 4.5, a pitching duel between Bob Bruce and Don Swall. take a lead, two men down. And the pitch to Elliott is outside and low, two balls and no strikes. Bob Friend pitching two innings in relief, and once again, Bob pitched superbly. In two innings, he allowed no runs, no hits. Walked two. One of the two was intentional. Struck out none. Friend turned in an outstanding relief job against the Dodgers to pick up his fifth win. For Philadelphia, Darrell Knowles and Bob Buels are working in the bullpen. A high foul fly over toward the field box area. No play for Harvey Keene. Ball lands in the crowd. 2-1. St. Louis scored a run off Juan Marichal in the fifth inning of St. Louis. The Giants lead 6-1 at the end of five. Marichal trying to win his 21st game. Now the 2-1 pitch. A foul ball back into the screen. It's 2-2 on Larry Elliott. Sammy Koufax got credit for his 22nd win last night. Gaylord Perry has 120. They are the 320 game winners in the National League at the moment. 120 game winner of the American League, Jim Cott, has 121 and is going for 22 today. Two outs and two on. Last of the seventh inning, Larry Elliott facing Chris Short. And the pitch low outside, ball three. So it's 3-2 on Larry Elliott. This time the runners will be going. Eddie Brasseau is on second, Jerry Grody on first. The Mets have now out-hit the Phillies in this game, 8-7. But the Phillies have had the timely hit, and they lead 3-0. The runners go, and the pitch, ball four to load the bases. And Short did not like the ball, nor did Bob Uecker. They're both fussing a little bit with John Kibler. So, Cleon Jones will come up with the bases loaded. That is the first walk surrendered by Chris Short. Leon came up in the fifth inning with runners on second and third, two men down. He made a strong bit. He hit a fly ball that put Callison right up against the wall in deep right field, but it was caught. And the Mets fans are really turning it loose now. Let's go, Mets. Base is loaded, two men away. Short, into his windup. Now the pitch. It's in the dirt, bounds away, the runners will hold. Did not go far enough to let anybody score or move up. One ball and no strikes on Cleon Jones. Short taking a moment to dig some of the mud out of his spikes for firmer footing. Ed Brasseau is on third, Jerry Grody on second, Larry Elliott on first, and two men down. The base is loaded on two singles and a walk. Short working very deliberately. Now into his windup. The pitch, ground ball to shortstop. Dick Grote has it. He throws to Taylor covering. Fourth play on the side is out. Three men left on. In the seventh, no runs, two hits, no errors, three left. The Mets have now have seven left on in the first seven innings. At the end of seven, Philadelphia, three runs, seven hits, and one error. The New York Mets, no runs, eight hits, and no errors. In the American League this afternoon, with Jim Cott going for his 22nd win of the year, the Minnesota Twins lead the New York Yankees 3-1 after four and a half innings. Pedro Ramos on the mound for the Yankees. The Chicago White Sox lead the Baltimore Orioles 4-2 at the end of five. Gary Peters pitching for Chicago. Eddie Watt was the Orioles starter. Gene Brabender in the fifth and Mo Drabowski in the fifth inning. Detroit and Cleveland are tied 3-3 after seven and a half. Sam McDowell pitching for Cleveland. Orlando Pena is in relief of Hank Aguirre for Detroit. Home runs in the game by the Bengals' Mickey Stanley and the Indians' Max Alvis in the fourth with a man on. Doubleheader in Kansas City, the first game just underway. Red Sox 2 and the A's nothing at the end of one. Darrell Brandom pitching against Blue Moon Odom. The warm-ups at California, Jim Hannon for Washington and Dean Chance, 10 and 15 on the year for California. The National League, Pittsburgh leading Chicago 8-5. That game is now the last of the seventh. The Giants lead the Cardinals 6-1, and they're going to the sixth inning. And the Dodgers lead Cincinnati 5-2 at the end of four innings. The Atlanta Braves lead the Astros 1-0 at the end of five. Now pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Hamilton. For Jack, his 51st game this year. Hamilton, in relief, has been credited with 12 saves. Tony Gonzalez, a left-hand hitter, with the Mets now pitching a right-hander, Jack Hamilton, will bat for Cookie Rojas. Rojas, a right-hand hitter, so Gonzalez, a left-hand batter, is up to hit for him.
Batting for Rojas, for the 25, Tony Gonzalez, for the 25.
Rojas had 1-for-2 in a sacrifice while he was in the game. So we go to the eighth inning. The Phillies still out in front, 3-0. Now the windup and the pitch by Hamilton. His fastball is down the middle, strike one. For New York, Tug McGraw worked the first five innings. Tug gave up three runs, allowed seven hits, walked none, and struck out one. Bob Friend then worked two hitless innings of relief. Drive hit hard toward the gap in left center. It's a base hit. Rolling back to the wall, being pursued by Ron Swoboda, Gonzalez goes into second with a double. So a leadoff double in the eighth by Gonzalez, and before Grote steps in, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY 810 on your dial in Schenectady, New York.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner were in the eighth inning at Shea. And Grote lines a base hit down the right field line. It's rolling into the corner. Rounding third and scoring is Gonzalez. And Grote around second is on his way to third. The relay by Ron Hutt, the slide, and he's safe. A run scoring triple by Dick Grote. So Hamilton has faced two hitters. Gonzalez doubles to left center and Grote triples to right. Both hitting the ball to the opposite field. This has been a real good series for old pro Dick Grote. He had 3-for-4 and drove three runs in last night. Richie Allen has a double in three times up and has knocked in a run. His 99th RBI of the year. Ralph Carey and Bill Hepler working in the bullpen for New York. And the breaking ball is in the dirt. Ball one. Bills now are in front 4-0. getting on. Just getting pretty wet by now from the light rains. Pitchers have to repeatedly dig the mud out of their spikes for better footing. In comes the pitch by Hamilton. A swing and a miss by Richie Allen. One ball, one strike. Richie has 5 for 12 in this series and 5 runs batted in. Outside and high, 2-1. The Giants scoreless in the sixth inning. After 5.5, the Giants lead the Cardinals 6-1 behind Marichal. The Dodgers added another run in the fifth inning. They now lead Cincinnati 6-2 at the end of 4.5. Karanowski in relief of Drysdale. Curve just missed, is 3-1. And they go to the eighth inning in Pittsburgh with the Pirates leading Chicago 8-5. One pitch. Misses inside, ball four, and Richie Allen goes to first base. And Bill White is coming up to bat for Harvey Keene.
Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, for Philadelphia, batting for Keene, number 10, Bill White, number
10. Wes Westrum is on his way to the mound. Bill Hepler, a left-hander, is warming up along with right-hander Ralph Terry. Dean Mott putting Bill White up to bat for Harvey Keene, left-hander against right-hander, and now Wes is on his way out. In will come Bill Hepler, and Bill will be facing Bill White. So Hamilton leaves the game, nobody out. Jack has given up one run at the moment and is responsible for the two men on base. He gave up two hits, and he walked one. Billy Hepler coming in the eighth. Billy Hepler, rookie southpaw from Covington, Virginia, has 1-3 and lost 3. This will be his 33rd appearance. Billy's last outing was in the opener of the series when Jim Bunning shut out the New York Mets. Bill worked one inning of that game. Allowed no runs, gave up one hit. For Billy Hepler, one of his three victories this year was over Philadelphia. He won in relief over the Phillies, a game the Mets won 6-5 on August 21st. Bills have 4 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. The New York Mets, no runs, 8 hits, and no errors. This is the last game of the year between the Mets and the Phillies. If the Phillies win it, they'll take the season series 11-7. It was up for grabs when the Phillies arrived in town. They were leading the season series 8-7. And we're going to get a new first base cushion before play resumes. Light rain coming down. It's raining harder right now than it has at any time all day. It's coming down pretty good right now. When we resume play, the Phillies have runners on first and third, nobody out. Bills in front by a score of 4-0. Hepler throwing in his warm-up. Tomorrow, with the Giants and Dodgers opening a series in Los Angeles, they are playing a single game late tomorrow afternoon. The Pirates remain at home, and they have a Labor Day doubleheader against the Atlanta Braves. The Pirates will play a 4-game series in Pittsburgh against the heavy-hitting Braves. That could be a tough series. They will play play two tomorrow in Pittsburgh and then play Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Meanwhile, the Giants and Dodgers are playing three single games in Los Angeles, a day game tomorrow, and night games on Tuesday night and Wednesday night. Maris will be home all week. After the Atlanta series, they have a series at home against St. Louis. The Giants and Dodgers will be home. Billy Hepler ready on the pitch to Bill White. Curve outside. Ball one. While the Pirates are playing Atlanta and the Giants and Dodgers are playing each other, the Phillies will be in Chicago. They might pick up some ground. Foul ball off, no play. Things finish up the way they are going right now. The Phillies will not gain on anybody today because all three of the contenders are out in front. The Pirates are winning, the Giants are winning, the Dodgers are winning. But they're not over yet. The 1-1 pitch. Up high to Bill White, 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Bill White. Bill hitting 283, has 20 home runs and 93 runs batted in. With the Mets starting Tug McGraw today, Gene Mack decided to give Bill a day off. But now Bill is in action late in the game. The 2-1 pitch. A ground ball hit hard to Hunt. Ron throws to second, one, now to first, double play. Throw home, and he is safe at the plate. Groot gave it a late start. He decided after the play was underway to come home, and he just made it. Let's get the double play, 4-6-3. Ron Hunt looked Dick Groot back, then through to Ed Brousseau. The ball was hit so hard he could do it and still get two, and then Groot decided to come on, and he just did beat the throw by Jim Hickman. No RBI on the play. Phillies now lead 5-0. Johnny Callison is up. Johnny has hit his 10th home run. It came in the second, nobody on. Rounded out in the fourth and reached on a walk in the seventh. This was the first time the Phillies have scored more than one run in any inning. And they now lead 5-0. Curve misses outside. Philadelphia scored singletons in the first, second, and fourth. They now have two in the eighth. Bill Hepler winding. Pitch to Callison, a ground ball down to Hickman, right through his legs and into the outfield. Callison around first is headed for second. He'll make second base standing up. It's an error on Jim Hickman. So Bob Uecker comes up. Uecker has grounded out, scored a run with a sacrifice fly, moved a runner over with a sacrifice bunt. So Uecker has had just one official time at bat. He is 0-1. Well, the bat handle's a little bit slippery, and so Bob Uecker asked for time for a moment to get the rosin back. They go to the ninth inning in Pittsburgh with the Pirates leading the Chicago Cubs 8-5. Chicago had a 5-0 lead at the end of two innings, but the Pirates quickly wiped it out, scoring four in the third inning and three more in the fourth inning. They picked up one run in the fifth inning. A high fly to left center. Billy Murphy galloping over into the alley is under it, and he has it. The side is out. The Phillies scored two runs in the eighth inning. There were two hits, one error, and one left on. At the end of 7.5, it's the Phillies 5 and the New York Mets nothing.
Hey, Mets fans, how would you like a great big 8x10 photo of the Mets? That's right, a team picture of the whole bunch of them. You could hang it over your radio, or next to your moose head, or in one of your bedroom closets. What's its cost? Nothing. The mind boggles at the very thought of it. For a free 8x10 black and white team photo of the glorious Mets, write Mets Photo, WGY Schenectady. That's Mets Photo, WGY Schenectady. Why do most people go to Mike's for submarines? Because Mike's submarines have quality, class. Over 51 million submarines that have been sold attest to that. So how about you joining the ranks? Mike's submarines are the big submarines. Thickly layered cheese, cold cuts, onion, lettuce, and special dressing nestled in a delicious Italian roll. That's why most people go to Mike's. But I know one woman who's really different. She goes to Mike's because it's the only place she's been that's cleaner than her own kitchen. Get those submarines where you know you can count on quality and cleanliness. Stop at the Mike's submarines nearest you.
Last of the eighth inning for Philadelphia. Tony Gonzalez is now playing left, and Bill White is now playing first. Ron Hunt will be leading off against Chris Short. Ron has a single and double, two hits and three times up. Mets have had their scoring opportunities in today's game, but have not been able to deliver the big hit. In the last of the fifth inning at Cincinnati, with the Dodgers leading Cincinnati 6-2. The Reds may have something going. Karnofsky has gone out. Bob Miller has come in. At St. Louis, the Cardinals in the sixth inning scored another run off Juan Marichal. At the end of six, the Giants lead St. Louis 6-2. The Pirate game is now in the ninth. Outside and high, ball one. Short, the tall left-hander from Delaware, delivers the fly ball to right field. Walking in is Callison, and he has it easily, one man down. Ken Boyer, single to center in the first, since then has been struck out twice. Ken, 1-for-3. On the mound for the Phillies, 28-year-old Chris Short. Bidding for his 17th win of the year, and he's trying now for his fourth shutout of the season. Last year, Chris was an 18-game winner, and year before last, a 17-game winner. So for Short, this is his third good year in a row. Change up in for a strike. He has thrown Boyer and Hickman a lot of changeups. Now Short out of his windup, the pitch to Ken Boyer, a line drive into left center for a base hit. Moving over is Tony Gonzalez. Boyer swings around first, and he's on with his second hit of the game. The Mets have had at least one base hit in every inning of the ball game, with the exception of the second and the fourth. That was their ninth base hit, and it brings up Jim Hickman. The Reds scored one run as the Dodgers made a pitching change in the last of the fifth inning. The end of five, it's the Dodgers 6 and the Cincinnati Reds 3. The Giants are out in the seventh inning without scoring. After 6.5, the Giants 6 and the Cardinals 2. The Pirates are leading 8-5, going to the ninth inning in Pittsburgh. Change up, hammered foul in behind Whitey Herzog. You look out from a broadcast booth today, there is so much humidity. That air looks like you could cut it like you're slashing cheesecake. Minnesota Twins got five in the fifth inning. They now lead the Yankees 8-1 at the end of five. Another changeup is low inside. One ball, one strike. Chris Short feeding a diet of slow-breaking stuff. The right-hand hitter is Ken Boyer and Jim Hickman. One out and one on, last half of the eighth inning. Another slow one, inside ball two. It's 2-1. Tigers and the Indians are in the 10th inning, tied 3-3. Cleveland now hitting with a chance to win it in the home 10th. Fastball outside, 3-1. Yes, Baltimore has been chipping away at the White Sox lead. It's now Chicago 4, Baltimore 3 as they go to the seventh inning. Ron Swoboda is the on-deck batter. Short with a count of 3-1. Delivers low outside, ball 4, and the Mets have 2 men on. That's the second walk given up by Chris Short. Now Ron comes up for his fourth time at bat. He has gone 0-for-3. Two infield pop flies that he grounded out short to first. Now they send a sign to the Philadelphia bullpen, and we'll get warm-up action going once again. Short with a little more working room after the Phils scored 2 runs in the top of the 8th. They lead 5-0. Darrell Knowles, the left-hander, and veteran right-hander Bob Buell are up again. Here's the pitch on the way. A fastball for a strike on the outside corner. This ball game has long since been an official game after it reached the end of 5. Had the game been rained out today, about the only place the game could have been made up would have been on Thursday afternoon. Sandy Alford already planned a fishing trip that day. Here's the pitch on the way. Inside and low, it's 1-1. Sandy, somebody will call you in the morning and say, what kind of bait do you use? Where Sandy goes to get him, they jump right in the boat. Now the 1-1 delivery. Change up, hit foul, going back toward the dugout. 1-2. This is that time of the year when the stripers start to run. Ed Brousseau kneeling in the on-deck circle. Runners on first and second, 1 out, bottom half of the 8th inning. 1-2 on Ron Swoboda. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a miss, he struck him out. For Chris Short, his 6th strikeout of the game. The flag the screwball that got Ron. Eddie Brousseau has a single and double and 3 times up. 2-for-3. Eddie batting .234. It's all over in Pittsburgh, and the Pirates are assured of remaining at least 2 games out in front. They defeated Chicago 8-5. And they had to put their bats to work to win it. They were trailing 5-0 at the end of 2 innings. Foul ball out of play. Harry Walker used 6 pitchers at Forbes Field today as the Pirates beat Chicago 8-5. Woody Fryman went out in the 1st. Cardwell came in. McBean in the 4th. Odell in the 5th. Mickelson in the 6th. And Face in the 9th inning. When McBean came on in the 4th, the Pirates were 1 behind. When Odell came on in the 5th, Pittsburgh had gone in front. Inside and low. That Pirates bullpen has really done heavy duty all year. McBean was the winner. He came on in the 4th, and Odell came on in the 5th. So it was a short stint for Al McBean, but his timing was good. The loser was Len Church. The 1-1 delivery. Foul ball out of play, 1-2. And 2 strikes on Eddie Brousseau. Well, the Orioles keep chipping away at that White Sox lead, and they've caught them. They got a run in the 7th inning, so now it's tied up 4-4. Pitching 1-2. Change up, hammered foul. Baltimore and Pittsburgh have ball clubs a great deal alike. They have a lot of thunder. They can be 5 or 6 runs behind early in the game, and they can catch up in a hurry. Baltimore with those cannons to send up. The Robinson, Frank Robinson, and Brooks Robinson, Bug Powell, and Kurt Bluffery. The 1-2 delivery. A changeup is swung on and missed, strike 3. And once again, short went in a jam. Relies on his guile and craftsmanship and works his way out of the jam. That's his 7th strikeout. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 2 left on. Mets have had 9 left on over the first 8 innings. At the end of 8, the Phillies 5 and the New York Mets nothing. Well, next Saturday night here at Shea, the Mets have a night ball game against the Atlanta Braves. It has been designated as date night. That's a real fun night here at Shea with Dixieland bands patrolling around the big stadium, providing a lot of musical fun between innings. So, get all lined up with your best gal for next Saturday night and spend the evening here at Shea, rooting for the Mets. On date night, your date gets in for the service charge of 50 cents. Braves are here for 3 games next weekend. Friday night, Saturday night, date night, and Sunday afternoon. The Sunday game, a week from today, winds up the 2-week homestand, and the Mets then start out on their last road swing. Last road trip of the year, the Mets will visit Los Angeles, San Francisco, Houston, and Cincinnati. Come home to close out the season against the Cubs and the Houston Astros. The season ends on Sunday, October 2nd. Means the World Series would open on Wednesday the 5th, barring a playoff. Ninth inning, Johnny Briggs up against Billy Hepler. Bill into his windup, the pitch to the left-hand hitter. It's low outside, ball one. Briggs has singled to right, grounded out, and reached on an intentional walk, 1-for-2. Johnny Briggs hitting an even 300. Next pitch by Hepler, a swing and a miss. Breaking ball down around the knees, 1-ball, 1-strike. If the Phillies can stay hot, they might gain some ground this week. Outside the high, it's 2-1. They need a good hot streak. But this week, the Pirates are playing Atlanta and St. Louis. The Giants and Dodgers playing each other starting tomorrow in Los Angeles. A swing and a miss by Briggs, 2-2. Whereas the Phillies will be in Chicago playing the Cubs. Pitching 2-2. Let up on, it's outside. A full count on Johnny Briggs. Here's the payoff delivery. Grounded ball pulled back toward the Mets dugout on an inside delivery. So the count stays at 3-2. Chris Short will be up next. Short leads the Philadelphia mound staff in the all-important matter of complete games. He has completed 16 and will be shooting for number 17 in the ninth inning. Pitching 3-2. A towering pop fly into shallow right. Backpedaling is Ryan Hunt. He draws a beat on it and makes the catch, 1 down. 1 away in the ninth inning, and right here we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY 810 on your dial in Schenectady, New York.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kander from Shea Stadium. Ninth inning with the Phillies in front 5-0. And the pitch to Short is outside, ball one. Yeah. Pitch by Billy Hepler. He just got a piece of it. A foul ball. One ball, one strike. Dick Groat had 3 for 4 last night and knocked 3 runs in, and Dick is the only player in the Philly lineup with more than one hit today. A line drive fair right down the right field line. It practically landed right on the line. Short around first, but going for two. Throw by Cleon coming in, not in time. A double to right. Phillies have had the extra base hit barrage going today. Short now, one hit and 4 times up. Philadelphia has had 4 doubles, 1 triple, and 1 home run. So 6 of their 10 hits have been extra base hits. Tony Taylor has a single to right in 4 times up. That's the first base hit given up by Billy Hepler. Fastball for a strike. Tomorrow, Cincinnati will pitch Milt Pappas, 9-10 on the year, and Jim O'Toole, 5-6. Against the Mets, Jack Fisher, 9-12, and Dick Selma, 3-6. The Twin Bill, tomorrow on Labor Day, starts at 1 o'clock. One ball, one strike on Tony Taylor. One pitch, inside and high, it's 2-1. The Mets were shut out of the opener of this series by Jim Bunning, as Jim won his 16th of the year. The Giants are out in the 8th inning. Cardinals now bat in the last of the 8th inning. It's the Giants 6 and the Cardinals 2. And it's up high, 3-1 on Tony Taylor. Usually, when Billy gets wild, it's wild high. Anytime he keeps the ball down, he gets about very well. The Dodgers lead Cincinnati 6-3. That game is in the last of the 6th inning. And at Pittsburgh, the Pirates storm from behind, beating Chicago 8-5. They use 6 pitchers. The winner was Al McBean. Pitching 3-1. Outside, ball 4. Tony Taylor reaches on a walk.
Left fielder.
First walk surrendered by Billy Hepner, and now it brings up Tony Gonzalez. Gonzalez batted for Rojas in the 8th inning and doubled to deep left center. One man out, 2 men on, top of the 9th inning. Fastball at the knees, strike 1. Now the pitch on the way. Low it outside, 1 ball and 1 strike. That field is really saturated now. This has been one of those light but consistent rains that really soaks up. For every gardener in the area, they'll be delighted. And Jerry needs another catcher's mitt. Day like today is tough on a pair of spikes. Now 1-1 on Tony Gonzalez. Curve on the outside corner, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tony Gonzalez batting 287. Down comes the pitch to him. He lets it go, and it breaks outside, 2-2. Chris Short is on second. Tony Taylor on first, and one man out. Pitching 2-2. Just got a piece of it, a foul ball. The count remains the same. Bill Hepler is the fourth pitcher the Mets have used in today's game. Doug McGraw worked five, Bob Friend worked two, Hamilton started out of the eighth, and then Bill Hepler came in. 2-2 delivery. A little bit high on a fastball, that runs the string out. On Tony Gonzalez. He hits the left field a great deal. They play him a stride that way. Ground ball it toward the hole at shortstop. Pursue up with it. Throws to second. Not in time. A throw to third. He's out. Short caught off at third. The play was safe at second. Hunt came across the bag too soon. Tony Taylor was safe at second, and Ron Hunt alertly whipped the ball to Boyer. Short rounding the bag, trying to scramble back, was tagged out.
Number
24. Now Dick Grote is up. Dick has a single and a triple. He scored just a fielder's choice, 6-4-5, no hit on the play. And the fastball is over to Dick Grote. Not an easy play to score because there was no assurance that Ed Brasseau could have thrown out Tony Gonzalez, and his throw to second base was not in time to get Tony Taylor. Now Hepler checks the runners. Grote bounces one toward the middle. Hunt racing for it is up with it. Steps on second. Force play on the side is out. So the Phils are out without scoring in the ninth inning. No runs, one hit. A double by Chris Short, no errors, two left on. So at the end of 8.5 innings, the score, the Phillies 5 and the New York Mets nothing.
This is WGY News. This is the sound that means news. Up to the minute, concise and complete. From the facilities of NBC, Associated Press, United Press International, the United States Weather Bureau, a staff of stringers throughout a 26-county area, and a newsroom staff of experienced news people, WGY keeps you informed of the latest happenings. More than 20 times a day in regularly scheduled newscasts, from 6 in the morning to midnight, WGY brings you the latest news from around the world, around the area, and across the street. And when something newsworthy happens, you get it in bulletin form when it happens. All this, plus specialized programs on farm news, sports, weather, and business, make WGY's news department your best information center for what's going on in the world today.
Now the last of the ninth inning, Billy Murphy will be leading off against Chris Short. They go to the seventh inning at Cincinnati with the Dodgers leading Cincinnati by a score of 6-3. They're in the last of the eighth inning in St. Louis. The Giants lead the St. Louis Cardinals behind Marichal, 6-2. Pittsburgh down Chicago, 8-5. The Atlanta Braves lead the Houston Astros 2-0, and they're in the last of the eighth in Atlanta. Billy Murphy is the leadoff batter in the last of the ninth. A ground ball hit toward the hole off the glove of Richie Allen. No play, and Murphy is on. That's a base hit for Billy Murphy, his second of the game. Mets have now had 10 hits. They've had as many hits as the Phillies, but the Phillies have used the long hit to a fine advantage. Six of the ten by Philadelphia have been extra base hits. Jerry Grody is up against Chris Short. Phil's in front, 5-0, bottom half of the ninth inning. Now the pitch by Short.
Outside, ball one.
Now the 1-0 delivery on the inside corner for a call strike. One ball and one strike. Grody with 2-for-3 this afternoon. Jerry hiking his average to 240. Dirt part of the infield, so saturated now from the rain, and particularly the mound. Short keeps working and working, trying to keep his spikes clear. Here's the pitch on the way. A grounder foul beyond the reach of Whitey Herzog on down the left field line. One ball and two strikes. The crowd today was 17,770, a rather remarkable crowd on a day like this. The Mets need to attract only 791 more people to equal their total attendance for last year. Pitching 1-2. And it's inside and low, two balls and two strikes. Bud Harrelson has come out on deck. A ground ball to second base. Taylor flips the ball to Groth. They've got one. Now to White, double play. 4-6-3 for the Twin Killing. Now Bud Harrelson will bat for Billy Hepler.
Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, for New York, batting for Hepler, number 3, Bud Harrelson. Number 3.
Bud Harrelson will be hitting right-handed against southpaw Chris Short. Right-handed is the natural way for Bud. Batting left-handed this year at Jacksonville and hitting left-handed for the first time in his life, he wound up hitting .210. The Mets are confident that he's going to improve greatly. A high pop fly should be a ball game. Dick Grote is under it on the skin part of the diamond, makes the grab, and the game is over. So the Phillies get their second shutout in this series. Bunning shut out New York Friday night, and Chris Short has just posted his fourth shutout of the year in winning his 17th ball game. In the ninth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and none left on. So Chris Short goes all the way, and that's his 17th complete game, by the way. And that's a lot. He leads the Philadelphia staff in that all-important department. He allowed no runs, and he literally scattered 10 hits. Short walked two men and struck out seven. And meanwhile, he was given solid support at bat by the Philadelphia Phils. The Phillies scored single runs in the first, second, and fourth innings and added two more in the eighth inning for their five in the ballgame. Their first run was driven in by Richie Allen, his 99th RBI of the year. Richie had quite a series. He had five hits and five RBIs, three home runs and two doubles. He doubled home the first run of the game, scoring Tony Taylor, who had singled. In the second inning, Johnny Callison homered off Tug McGraw, his 10th home run of the year. That made it 2-0. In the fourth inning, Bob Uecker drove home Harvey Keene with a sacrifice fly. Harvey had doubled to left center. And then in the eighth inning, the Phillies picked up two more runs, Grote driving one in with a triple down the right field line. The other scored while a double play was being made. So the Phillies have taken the season series from the New York Mets, 11-7. The Phils fly on to Chicago for a Labor Day doubleheader against the Cubs. The New York Mets have a doubleheader here tomorrow against Cincinnati. Milt Pappas and Jim O'Toole pitching for the Reds. And for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher and Dick Zelma. Philadelphia cannot gain ground today, but if they can sustain a hot streak, they might do some business this week. As the Dodgers and Giants are meeting head-on, and the Pirates are at home against the heavy-hitting and always dangerous Atlanta Braves. Pittsburgh came from behind, beating Chicago today 8-5. The Giants are beating St. Louis 6-2 going to the ninth. And the Dodgers are leading Cincinnati 6-3 going to the seventh inning. The Lions score today, the Phillies 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, and 7 left. The Mets no runs, 10 hits, 1 error, and 9 left.
And that's Mets baseball for today, brought to you by Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite, Rheingold Extra Dry. They don't know why so many people like their beer, but they must be doing something right. Today's game was also brought to you by WGY, your sports station for the Great Northeast. WGY will bring you the full schedule of the Mets' regular season games live from major league parks throughout the country. Be with us tomorrow at 12:55 when we'll present another exciting New York Mets baseball game over 8:10 on your radio dial.
WGY, WGFM in Schenectady.